The BRAD podcast is brought to you by MOFO, male optimization formula with organs to boost testosterone. BRAD's macadamia masterpiece, mind-blowing nut butter blend now available on Amazon. Bala enzyme, electrolyte and triple enzyme recovery drink mix. Paleo Valley, nutrient-rich, ancestral-inspired health products. By Optimizers, performance supplements like magnesium, probiotics, and more. And BRAD Whey Protein Super Fuel, coming soon. Stay tuned for details. And please visit bradkearns.com to check out my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance with great discounts for listeners. And here we go with the show.
I'm very sensitive to the point Vicodin and any of those meds made me sick to my stomach that I cannot, I'd rather have pain over, you know, feeling that way.
Getting all these fruits, you blend it, you spend the time, okay, it's natural, but at the same time, you're putting a lot of sugar by taking all these fruits in your body.
They put me so much to sleep that I could hear, but I couldn't talk.
Hey listeners, I discovered an awesome new electrolyte and triple enzyme powdered drink that's going to knock your socks off. It's called Bala Enzyme, and it comes in a convenient little pouch of bright orange powder that you pour into water for the ultimate electrolyte and antioxidant drink. It's simple, convenient, and yes, the orange tint comes from a potent serving of turmeric, along with a clean and diverse assortment of enzymes and electrolytes, and a perfect taste that's not fake or too sweet. Bala was created by husband and wife doctors to help their patients recover from inflammation, improve hydration, speed up recovery, even relieve joint pain, improve digestion, and boost immunity. I love their incredible devotion to product quality. There's a lot of research behind it. And I just sprinkle this packet into ice water, and it's so easy to stay hydrated because you absolutely enjoy the taste of the drink. Get their convenient little packets. They even designed it with the tear half torn, so it's easy to open into the water. I love what they think of. And it comes in three exciting flavors: pineapple, lime, and berry. It's so potent, it might stain your fingers if you get it on your fingers. And yes, that's a good thing for a serving of turmeric that's that potent. It's also sugar-free, zero-carb, and promoting of the three R's: rehydrate, relieve, and revive. Please visit balaenzyme.com, B-A-L-A-E-N-Z-Y-M-E. And of course, there's a special deal for BRAD podcast listeners, 30% off your first order. Just use the code BRAD30 at balaenzyme.com. Welcome, if you're watching, I hope, on YouTube to the fanciest studio setting we've ever had for a podcast with Erish and Farnoosh Aftabi. I can't wait to talk to you guys. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We got product placement right here in the interview with their wonderful product, Bala Enzyme, that you guys founded, dreamed up, and are bringing to the market, a very unique product. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your background. And geez, thank you to Sparkhouse Studios here in beautiful Orange County. We got multiple cameras. We got perfect sound. We're just ready for a rocking show here. So,
thank you for having us.
I know. I'm glad we could connect. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about your dental careers and how this whole thing started. I'm especially interested in the field of dentistry. There seems like there's a huge portion of it that's into the holistic aspects of it. And I spoke at a holistic dentistry conference. I told you this years ago, and there was like, you know, a couple thousand dentists there, and they were all at like the very cutting edge of health and asking these informed questions and really interested in more than, you know, we think of going to the dentist, we get our cavity, we get our filling, we go home with a free toothbrush. But you guys took that and ran with it.
Definitely.
Exactly. So let me tell you a little background about ourselves. You know, I'm also from Orange County. I went to Laguna East High School here and graduated from Laguna Hills and went to UCI, got my bachelor's degree in biology. And
wait, then we got to do the ZOT. Is that it?
Exactly.
UCI.
Exactly.
If you're not familiar, I'm doing an anteater gesture on camera now because the UC Irvine,
that's our sign.
Proud team exactly. Mascot is the Anteaters.
So then I went on to Boston University, then did my dental school for 4 years. And after that, I did 3 years of residency in periodontology. Periodontology is the field of gum surgery, that we were also, I was doing also research on inflammation, and I was working with a renowned researcher. His name is Dr. Tom Van Dyke. We were working on inflammation and using enzymes, plant-based enzymes, to help patients recover from swelling and inflammation they were suffering after oral surgeries and dental procedures. Once I graduated in 2001, I started my practice in Seal Beach, and we were giving enzymes to our patients, plant-based enzymes, after dental procedures to help them recover from inflammation they were suffering for after, you know, dental extractions, bone graft, dental implants. And patients, you know, were feeling a lot better after taking these enzymes with their oral procedures. And they were also reporting back to us that they feel a lot better with their joints and muscle. Wow. And overall, their wellness was increased. And they recover a lot faster if they were a runner or if they were cycling or skiing. And we realized these enzymes, they're really unique and they're superior. And they're really something. We have something that's, you know, it's even bigger than our dental clinic, a small dental clinic. We were just giving these enzymes to our patient. But there's a bigger problem out there. And the problem is that people are looking for a natural way to recover, and they want to get back in, you know, in shape and be active, and they don't have any alternative. There's, you know, they take pharmaceutical, they take up, you know, drugs that have a lot of side effects. But these plant-based enzymes are really unique and superior because they have no side effects. They're sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free. So we really think, you know, thought that, you know, this is something that everybody can benefit from, you know, these health benefits, and we really need to get it out there so everybody can get their hands on it and they can try it for themselves. And my wife was also practicing with me, and she can tell, you know, what, you know, the little background about yourself.
Okay, my name is Farnoosh Fadavi, and I was an endodontist. We actually met at postgraduate.
So endodontist and you were periodontist.
Exactly. And periodontist is gum. Perio means gum. Endo comes from root canal.
Surgical and non-surgical. Yeah.
Two people you want to see on the beach, the grocery store. Yeah. At the pool in Hawaii, but not in their office, I guess. That's trouble, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. And is inflammation kind of a contributing factor to someone who's developing these horrible dental conditions?
Yeah, inflammation is underlying issue for all problems human beings suffer. You know, inflammation,
sure,
underlying issue that we have, even cancer, even they realize even some of the issues we have with dementia and stuff. A lot of problem we have is starts with the underlying issue that we have with inflammation. Inflammation is root cause of many problems. And Mother Earth provides a solution. You know, a lot of stuff comes from Mother Earth, and you need to go and search for it and find the solution. And I think these enzymes coming from fruit, pineapple, papaya, and turmeric, which is another, you know, enzymes that curcumin that comes from turmeric, they're really, you know, unique, and, you know, they can provide the solution to inflammation that we suffer.
Okay, so you're doing endodontry? How do you say
endodontics.
It? Endodontics. Thank you very much.
So I practiced 20 years, and, you know, as Arash is mentioning, you know, we will give all those, you know, separately these ingredients to our patients for bruising, to reduce the bruising and swelling after the dental procedures. And, you know, we just got great, you know, result from the patients and feedback. And then we decided to start putting these together and, you know, bring it, provided to public so everybody can benefit from all this natural way of recovering and getting rid of the inflammation.
So when you were doing the initial research in Boston, what were you giving the patients? Would you go buy a certain kind of enzymes at the health food store?
No, we were using a benzyme called bromelain. Bromelain comes from the core of a pineapple. When you cut the pineapple, the stem, the core is full of an enzyme called bromelain. Most people, when they cut the pineapple, they throw that stem out. The thing is, you know, because it's hard and it's hard to eat it. If you blend it, you can maybe consume it. But if it's hard to consume it because it's really hard. And so most people, majority of people just throw it out. But that core is full of an enzyme called bromelain. Mm-hmm. We were doing research on bromelain. Bromelain provides anti-inflammation, and it's a very potent and strong enzyme that provides, you know, a strong anti-inflammatory response. And we were doing research on bromelain. Once I graduated, I was exposed to another enzyme that was doing research, and I learned about papain. Papain comes from a food called papaya. Papain is an enzyme that a lot of people in South America and Asia use for fever, for malaria, for aches and pain. They use it for metabolism. If you know, they use it for gut health. And some people use papain for skin. They put it on the skin in order to for cosmetic. You know, it makes your skin glow, and it's good for your also make your skin younger. And my wife Farnoosh was taking turmeric on a regular basis because she was suffering from aches and pain and joint problem. And I was introduced to her to turmeric and curcumin, which is the active ingredient of turmeric. And through that, we decided that, okay, we have the bromelain that I was really, I knew a lot about bromelain and propane I was giving also to my patient. And she brought, she had introduced me to curcumin. And she was giving turmeric to her patients. I was doing propane and bromelain. And we realized, okay, these enzymes are really strong and they're potent. Efficacy is really there. And we decided to work with the biochemist to put a formulation together and put a taste on it, because it was, turmeric by itself is really strong taste. A lot of people cannot tolerate turmeric or ginger by itself because it's really, some people don't have the palate for it. We hired a biochemist who was working for big company, and then we worked with him for 2 years, going through multiple batches back and forth to make sure that this also tastes good. Not only the health benefits are there, also it has a good flavor, so people can try it, because if it doesn't taste right, majority of people don't want to try it. And we didn't want to make it like a pill. We decided to make it, like a drink, so people can drink it and get hydrated and get the electrolytes, because it has electrolytes, so you get hydration plus the anti-inflammation that it offers. So after going multiple back and forth, finally we put a great flavor, which comes in pineapple flavor, lime and berry. And again, it took us a long time. And then we, Farnoosh had an accident, because we were putting this on the side, because bringing a brand, making a company, we had two busy practices. We were very successful. We said, okay, we don't want to launch a brand. It takes so much time.
Having kids,
and then we were busy. We said, who wants to, bring in a brand and launch a brand or make a company? Because it's very time consuming. It takes a lot of capital. We just put it aside. It was on a back burner. We had the idea to bring in this brand eventually, to market. But we were so busy with our practice and our life and our kids. And Farnoosh had an accident, and what happened to her was a motivation behind, for us to bring this brand to market, and really said, we really need to get this out into people's hands. This is really a life changer. A lot of people can benefit from this. It's not only in our dental clinic, or it's not just there just for us to build a company or brand or name for ourselves. This is really going to change people's life. And she can tell you about her accident and what motivated us to really launch this brand.
I practiced 20 years and I had two practices, very busy offices, and I had two daughters, and I had to actually, take care of them, take care of my both busy practices. And then one day I just, got stuck in the cord in my, in my operatory, and went with my shoulder down, and I broke my shoulder and my hip at the same time.
So you were like working on a patient in the office.
Yes, I numbed my patient, and that happened right after, before I even started his root canal. And because of that, I was 6 hours under surgery, 8 days in a hospital, and about 4 to 5 months of recovery after that. I basically loved my job and, what I did, and the comfort that the patient had under my hand. With the microscope, you have long procedure for a root canal, and you have to have your hand steady like that. And after my surgery, I cannot hold my hand for too long.
Your major injuries were the shoulder.
Is my shoulder. I have a big rod in my shoulder, 8-9 pins, and I have pins on my left hip because I broke both of them. And basically that forced me to retire from what I love to do. So after that, I'm very sensitive to pharmaceutical. So with all my surgeries, I couldn't take any pharmaceutical for my pain. I get internal bleeding with all the medication, and I'm very sensitive to the point Vicodin and any of those meds made me sick to my stomach, that I cannot, I'd rather have pain over, feeling that way. So at that point, we were very serious. We were in the middle of production of that. And then that really became my mission to, give this product to, people's hand, and whoever cannot tolerate any pharmaceutical, or they're looking for some alternative, to pharmaceutical, they can use this natural plant-based enzyme to recover. I was diagnosed with early onset of osteoporosis, and that's the reason my fall was really bad. And even though it was from the ground, but it felt like I was falling from third floor down. Mm. It was as bad as that, the impact of it. So basically, I was very active, doing, a lot of exercises, skiing. And now, unfortunately, I cannot do any of those. So I have to take it easy. And if it wasn't because of the bala, I'd be day and night achy and I cannot like function and do my daily activities.
As we age, you know, as we age, we put mileage on our joints and muscle, and we want to stay active. It's our human nature. We want to, you know, be active. And either, you know, you start looking for pharmaceutical, you reach out to a cabinet to take something that will help you with your aches and pain, knee pain, joint pain, muscle recovery. And all those have side effects, either damage your kidney or liver or cause GI bleeding or problem. And our society has problem with addiction and narcotics too. So narcotics is also not a solution, because I know a lot of hardcore athletes do take narcotics to help them recover. And I really don't recommend it to my patients. So using a plant-based enzyme, which is, you know, it's safe. And, you know, you look at, you know, what you're putting, this enzyme that's coming from fruit and plants, and there's no side effect to it, and helps you get over all your aches and pain and inflammation. So it's really a good solution. And, you know, our society needs something like that for alternative natural way to help them with all the problem that we have right now. And you're an athlete yourself. You know what I'm talking about, because I see in your Instagram that you're always pushing your limit and pushing yourself. And and you know, the body eventually, your brain keeps telling you, keep going. Mm-hmm. You're only 18, but the body tells you, slow down. You're not 18 anymore. You're mm-hmm. not 20 anymore. The body tells you that it needs to, you need to stop and you need to recover. And that's what, you know, we had people like you in our mind when we designed this, that, you know, people want to, you know, push the envelopes. They want to be active. They want to, you know, go out there and still run and do cycling and skiing. And we don't want to give up all the stuff that we like. So.
Or even just a regular life, you know, like we get a lot of feedback, you know, from nurses that they are in their feet all day long.
Exactly.
And, you know, they get tired. This gives them energy, gives them hydration, gets rid of their, you know, muscle ache and cuff muscle that, you know, they get tired of standing up. A lot of people from, you know, Home Depot, Blue Workers, they like it. My hairstylist loves it.
He's on his feet all day long. He's aching.
Yeah. So
it's seriously
for everybody, and not only people who basically just exercise.
And the hydration also has electrolytes, as all of us know, we don't drink enough water. So you need to drink a lot of water per day, but be busy. You know, we're always on the run. So this has electrolytes. It will help you with hydration. And has amino acids. You know, we use a specific amino acid at a specific dose that would act like a sugar. It doesn't have any sugar. A lot of people put sugar in the formulation in order. Sugar is like a pump. It will make the ingredients get resorbed to your system through the sugar. Or in case of turmeric, they use black pepper. Black pepper acts like a pump that will make you absorb the turmeric. Instead of black pepper or sugar, we use an amino acid in order to act like a facilitator and make you absorb all these enzymes and turmeric. And amino acids are also very beneficial. And this mechanism is very safe, and you don't put any sugar in your body, because as an athlete, you don't want to exercise. Like, say you run 5 miles and come home and you open that highly loaded sugary drink, and all that calories, you put back in your body again. So people don't want to do that. As soon as you exercise and you put sugar back in your system, and sugar will shock your system. You get that, you know, spike in your sugar level, and then you get a crash. And it's not the best way. And sugar, you know, is toxic. It's I would say it's poison. If sugar was discovered in our lifetime, we would not get FDA approved. I promise you that, because it has so much side effects. It has so much problem.
Yeah,
it will
not someone get tried to bring that. Sugar to market.
Yeah, so we're lucky it was discovered back in 17th, 18th century. If it was discovered now in our time, FDA will not approve it, because it has so much problem. And people who have diabetes cannot take sugary drinks, cannot take, you know, product with sugar. And you walk in the aisle of supermarket now, and as soon as you pick up a product, you look at the back. You look at the supplemental fact sheet, see how much sugar it has. In the old days, we used to just go and grab, you know, cookies, Coke and sodas and all the stuff bad for you, put it in your cart. You would not pay attention. Now people are health conscious than ever before. They look at the supplemental fact sheet. They see what they're putting in the body, how much sugar it has, how much calorie, how much carb it has. Bolo has zero carbs, zero sugar, only has 10 calories. So it's really something, healthy and safe. And, you know, people are very health conscious. Even I think after COVID, even than before that COVID, because people realize that health and wellness is the most precious thing that they ever have. Mm. And your health is the most precious. You can have all the money in the world, and if you get, you know, a bug or something, you can die next day. So you really care about your health. Care about health wellness, and you really want to go out there and find the best solution for your body. And Bala just fits in that era, time and era. I think people who want to stay active can really take advantage of this.
sugar would not be approved for human consumption these days.
Exactly.
That's funny. And the energy drink market has been so strong for decades. And I think it's predicated on the original idea. You know, Gatorade came out because the football players took it on the sideline and felt better. And so if you're pushing yourself to the absolute limit of a difficult, hot, sweaty workout, of course you're going to take sugar because it's going to get you through the workout.
Exactly.
But for some reason now, we consume it all day long, especially with the Starbucks scene. And we're just pounding these liquid sugar calories in. And boy, I mean, it contributes to inflammatory state in the body.
Exactly.
So I guess this would be kind of, your drink is the opposite with no sugar and anti-inflammatory properties.
I tell people, you get up in the morning, first thing you have is, some old people have orange juice in the morning, and that's full of sugar, and you put all that sugar in your body.
Sorry.
That's a shot.
Old people and young people,
young
I notice. People of all ages, sizes.
And I said, don't do that. You take the ball out. It has no sugar. It helps, provides you the anti-inflammation you're looking for. And then that orange juice is full of sugar. It's all, you know, it's first of all, it just shocks your body. It's not the healthiest thing to do in the morning.
Right. It has a tiny bit of antioxidant properties or whatever the benefits that are shown on the commercial.
Exactly.
But this is kind of, you know, cutting out all the adverse effects.
And, you know, caffeine and energy drinks full of sugar, full of caffeine. You know, caffeine is, you know, you get people, I see that have tremor. They get sugar, just so much sugar in, you know, as you said, Starbucks products. And you just have to be careful because, you know, you don't want to put sugar in your body. It's just, it causes cancer. It's cancerous. It causes a lot of problems. People who are, have you know, a lot of issues with sugar that, you know, if they continue taking it, they will suffer more symptoms and problems. So I'm really against sugar. And, you know,
he's against sugar, people. Farmers is against sugar.
Yeah.
Down with sugar.
Is causing a lot of problems in society. And the problem is since we were a kid, we had so much sugar that our palates are used to it. If you don't have sugar, we crave for it. It's like a drug because since we were little, we give so much soda, so much candies. So we're just used to it and our brain is craving for it. It's like a drug. And if I drink something that is not sugary, I may not feel good because, you know, my body's telling me it doesn't have enough sugar.
But you get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to it. You can change your habit.
Quickly.
You can change your habit.
Amazingly
But you know what I'm talking about. People, our generation has been bombarded with sugary products and sugary drinks. And it's a problem our society is suffering from because, you know, I try to, you know, not give my kids sugar, and you know, I see that
it's a battle, man.
I
fought that battle too.
And
I told my kids all along, I go, here's the deal. I'm going to try to be a nice dad, but I'm going to be fighting these two battles, and that is the video screen time and the sugar consumption. And it's you hear doctors say this frequently. These sound bites come in and out like sugar has addictive properties. It's really bad. And then we go on with our busy day. And I had Dr. Robert Lustig on, author of Metabolical and many other books and one of the world's leading anti-sugar crusaders. And he's describing in detail that this agent lights up the dopamine receptors in the brain in the same manner as the opioid drugs that we all know are so terrible and addictive and all that. And so we've had kind of messaging in the past about improving your diet. Maybe you're going to cut back gradually and you're going to work on your Starbucks habit and only go there once a day. And it's almost like I've come around to say, look, this has to be a cold turkey approach, because if you let sugar leak in here and there, and there's an excuse on this Friday because it's Friday night. So of course we're going to go get ice cream because, you know, we're the weekend's
it's
here.
It's our cheat day.
Now I'm dropping my kid off at Chuck E. Cheese. And of course I'm going to come in and have a slice of cake because I don't want to, you know, offend the host. And so it leaks into our life, even with our best intentions. And then we start heading down that path instead of a cleaner path. So that's a vote for, and that's what I like about this drink, is like it hits that that satisfaction level in comparison to water. You know, now I'm spoiled. I won't drink water. I drink my homemade kombucha. I'll drink a powdered drink of Bao like you recommend first thing in the morning. And I think it contributes to devoted use because it does taste good. It's not some chalky thing that someone's saying is good for you. So I like how you want the thing to work. You want it to taste good. And then now we're talking about a winning product.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But you know, you can make different things. Like you can make popsicle with this.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
You can put it in a smoothie you like.
Mm-hmm.
You can add it to some champagne and make a mimosa out of it in the morning.
Hey, and then use it the next day straight for hangover cure.
Honestly, you can just use it. Like when I'm at home, sometimes I put ice and I want to drink it cold, then I drink it that way. So
You can make it different ways so you enjoy it with different flavors that we
have. What we really want your listeners to understand is this is a scientific product. It has a lot of science behind it. And we don't want to get into too much science when we market this brand, because people sometimes too much science will scare people away. But it's really scientific. We put a lot of time and research behind it. And it's really unique. And they can benefit from this if you can try it for a few days and they can experience it for themselves. And, Bala comes from balance. This first word of balance, Bala. We want to give people the balance of life back, be active. You know, never sit down. You know, even if you're sitting behind the computer all day long on your Zoom doing meeting, you're going to have a backache. You're going to have a sore back when you get up. So this will help you. You know, you don't have to be like, you know, yourself. You're a super athlete yourself, but someone who's sitting on the behind the computer all day long, or on the Home Depot or construction worker, can also benefit from this. That, you know, they're just going to be having aches and pain when they get home at night. So we're focusing on athletes right now because they're always looking for the best way to recover. But there's a broader people who can take advantage of Bala and, you know, feel better with their body and feel better faster.
I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, "Does this stuff really work?" And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment, because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Super Fuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please, don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners. especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of five-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy three, get one free, and make the super fuel a centerpiece of your daily routine.
Well, I'm concerned there's a lot of people out there that are popping the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, things like they're nothing because exactly. They don't need a prescription. And so maybe can you guys describe like the difference, what's happening inside your cellular function, your genetic switches when you swallow an Advil versus when you consume a plant-based, such as a meal that has anti-inflammatory properties or a concentrated sure. dose, and why is it superior to just getting that instant relief from your sore back when you pop an Advil before you go out sure. and play basketball?
I'm just going to talk like the high school level science. I don't want to make it too complicated, but when you
that's good because I was not yeah. paying attention in high yeah. school. I was sitting in the back. And yeah, I don't want to need this.
I don't want to make it like a graduate level course. But when you take ibuprofen, it will even if you look at the bottle, it says in the back that the long term use of ibuprofen can cause a problem with your kidney GI. Even in the supplemental factories, there's a warning on the back that tells you that it's gonna affect your system in the long run. So when you take ibuprofen for so long, it is gonna damage your GI or damage your kidney. If you take Tylenol for too long, it's gonna damage your liver. You can see on the warning it says that. So you know that you're taking something in the long run, it will affect your organs and it's gonna hurt you. So it's even the companies who manufacture these will tell you. And I told you, narcotics is an issue. People tell. Take narcotics and say, oh, it's natural. But narcotics also has issue with addiction. And once you get addicted, then you need to take it, forever. And our society has a lot of problem right now with narcotics. So I don't recommend narcotics if you want to get over your aches and pains. But, when you take plant-based enzymes coming from food, then Mother Nature is the best medicine, is the best doctor out there. It's all food, papaya, pineapple, and turmeric. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no sugar. We didn't add any sugar to it. Amino acids are healthy for you and also come from plant-based. Flavor is natural. It's from, everything is, that you see in this product is natural. So you're really taking something that doesn't cause any problem in your body and you're not damaging any organ the genetic level, you're not getting, that. Once you get exposed to narcotics or even ibuprofen, genetically you get predisposed, and then you need to continue this, and then you may even pass it on to your kids. I think if you're drinking too much or the problem with drugs, mom and dad can also transfer the gene to the kids, and the kids may have a predisposal to alcohol. So if they touch it, they may have a hard time to stop it. So that's another thing that we can say in a genetic level. It's just that your body is very sensitive. The human body is very complex and sensitive. And you really need to see what you're putting in your body. If you want to just have a healthy lifestyle, you need to pay more attention, do more research, read the articles out there and literature. There's an extensive body of literature that supports Bala's ingredients. And if they want to access it, they can come to our website. There's blogs that I wrote that you can refer to the blogs that I have there in the blog section under my website, and talks about more about the science and background.
It's a concern of mine because I don't think we understand it well enough. When you're taking the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, you're overriding you're triggering gene expression directly with the pill and causing an anti-inflammatory response, but at the expense of your body's own natural ability to control inflammation appropriately. And so if you're popping these pills every time you go out to, the runners love these.
They love go it. On the ultra they call it vitamin. They call it vitamin. I was in Huntington Beach Marathon. The people were taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. I said, what do you take that? I said, it's my vitamin. If I don't take it, I can't. I need to. And then they started a few days before they run. So they get that kick in the system and they continue for a week afterward. That's caused so much damage. And I see that. My God.
Something I want to mention, with Bala, you have, like when you start taking it, you feel hydrated and you feel energetic. But then after, you have to continuously take it for 5 days in order to feel the anti-inflammatory effect of it. So it's something that is not going to happen like Advil that you pop and in 1 hour you feel better. It's something that you need to start taking it little by little to gradually build into your system and then keep doing it.
But from the first day, you feel that, you know,
yeah, you do feel hydrated and better. But then the fifth day, you started to feel the anti-inflammatory effect, like if you have knee aching and, you know, back pain.
Yeah. Unlike a steroid or cortisone, because cortisone and steroid, when you have, you take it immediately, you feel it like the next day or a couple, next 48 hours, you start feeling the effect. But you know how much, you know, damage cortisone and steroid has. A steroid has a lot of issues. And cortisone for muscle, you know, cause, you know, bone loss, osteoporosis. So you don't want to take cortisone. If you have an injury, then maybe sometimes you have no choice to take cortisone to feel better. If you have a, like a frozen shoulder, something like that. But over a long run, many doctors, you know, avoid prescribing cortisone because they know it's going to cause a lot of damage. That's more damage than good if you take cortisone on a regular basis. So you have to be really careful. The body is very complex again, and you just everything you take has a side effect.
Right. And so when you're taking these, the core of the pineapple, the papaya, these antioxidant, anti-inflammatory superstar foods, as I understand it, you are consuming the agent and then it's prompting an anti-inflammatory response, antioxidant response in the body, which I didn't realize that. Dr. Paul Saladino, the carnivore diet expert, explained this to me. And I was like, okay, so now we understand this better, that you're consuming the pineapple and your body responds with an anti-inflammatory response. So it's your body doing the work. You're not actually swallowing an agent such as a Tylenol, ibuprofen.
Exactly.
And I believe that's the most the most profound difference between optimizing your diet, taking the plant-based supplement versus taking a drug.
Exactly, exactly. Your body will recover itself. And, you know, inflammation is a, you know, is a process. When you have an injury or you have a tumor or you have a virus coming to your body, inflammation is a way of our body reacting to that virus or tumor or injury that, you know, send you the, you know, the T cells and white cells, and they're trying to fight that foreign virus or bug. And the inflammation is a process of our body reacting to a injury, and that causes sometimes problem by itself. Like in the case of COVID, when you have a virus coming getting into your lung, the body overreacts once you realize, okay, you have a strong virus coming to your body, and then overreacts with the inflammation. And sometimes that inflammation can choke up the lung, and that's why you get, you know, people cannot breathe, because it's not the virus that is killing you or causing problem. It's your body that overreacting, actually. Inflammation is overreacting to a foreign body in case of COVID, because the COVID gets in the body and the body doesn't detect it. Once it gets to the lung and it starts, you know, expanding, once body realizes, oh, we have a problem, and then it tells the T cells and white cells, go ahead and attack this, you know, problem, and they start going toward the lung, and the lung gets choked up because all the inflammation coming from your own immune system. Your immune system is overreacting to that virus, and that's why people cannot breathe, and they put them on the ventilator, and sometimes it's hard to save them. So it's just our body, immune system, sometimes causing that huge inflammation overreaction that caused trouble. And we want to always, you know, make sure that the body doesn't overreact with inflammation. You just, and, you know, you just keep it under level, and just, you don't want to over, you know, the body just get in the shock.
Right. We want to optimize the inflammatory response at all times. And I think sometimes we don't speak carefully, and people get this idea that inflammation is bad and anti-inflammatory is what you want. But when you're going and doing a workout,
exactly,
or when you're getting the, well, there's the viral load and then the cytokine load is what the term is for the inflammatory response. So maybe someone's going to sneeze on you at some point. You want to have an appropriate inflammatory response to knock out,
exactly,
just like when you catch a cold or whatever you're getting. Or if you twist an ankle, you know, the inflammation is part of the healing process, but if it spins out of control because you haven't taken care of yourself, that's what we're talking about is inflammatory balance or some other term like that.
Exactly. You had a good podcast about this process. I listened to your podcast, and I think you explained that to your audience that, you know, inflammatory response will happen. Even if you walk for a long, you know, for a mile, you're going to have inflammation that, you know, kick in your system, trying to recover your body. So it's a natural way of, you know, our body, you know, responding to everyday, you know, symptoms. So it's not nothing wrong with inflammation, but you just want to have over inflammation or overactive inflammation that will cause trouble for your body.
It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. Hey, this is going to be one of my favorite commercials because I get to introduce you to the delicious, nutritious, life-changing Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece. This is a mind-blowing nut butter blend that will soon ascend to your number one go-to snack, treat, or accoutrement for anything from dark chocolate, a cucumber celery smear, or mixed in with yogurt, oatmeal, cheesecake, or with a spoon right into your mouth, heading south. Let me tell you what I created in my kitchen through whirlwind experimentation and extreme sampling to my VIP product testing crew across the nation so far with 100% approval. In this beautiful jar, we have macadamia nuts, walnuts, cashews, the rare and precious coconut butter, coconut flakes, cacao nibs, real ancient sea salt, and organic MCT oil. Every single ingredient has been sourced to origin to be the very best we could find from around the world for the absolute highest purity and nutritional value. We run this product in small batches with a boutique family business in the Pacific Northwest, and everything is cold pressed to preserve nutritional value. So if you like eating healthy, it's a dream come true for all those who are keto, primal, paleo, and vegan, vegetarian too. I come in peace, my global healthy living friends. Masterpiece, that is. Try some now and it will change your life. I promise. If you don't like it, send it back to me. I'll eat it. You can order Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece on Amazon. Simple, simple. Or if you're bold, daring, and adventurous, buy three and get a bottle free at bradventures.com. Buy six and we'll send you 8. Christmas shopping early instead of late at bradventures.com. Check it out, Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece.
Okay, I want to get a further understanding about this concept of inflammation and how we can dietary interventions, drug interventions, all those things. So if I got that straight, when you consume the even the over-the-counter drug, or of course the prescription drug, you're just, boom, you're going in, you're shutting off the genes that produce inflammatory agents. But prolactin is one of them.
Exactly.
Right. And so my low back is tight and inflamed. Boom, I swallow the drug of choice, and all of a sudden it feels loose and ready to go. And one other danger there is I feel so good. I feel like I can grab the rim today, even though I started out with this horribly tight back, which was really just protecting me from further potential injury because something's off with my musculoskeletal function. So now I'm masking the pain and the potential for demise, which is absolutely impossible when you're talking about a plant-based or dietary type strategy, because you're not overriding the genetic switches, the genetic function.
Exactly.
Okay, so if we have that straight, now we know that we don't just want to shut down inflammation wholesale. That's a flawed interpretation of the story. So what we're doing is, and maybe go a little deeper here, like we consume a product that has anti-inflammatory properties. And Brad here, the guy that didn't pay attention to high school science, I thought it was you grab that handful of blueberries and you're swallowing all these antioxidants into your body. But that's not really what's going on. It's that, in fact, some of these superstar antioxidant, anti-inflammatory foods or supplements have pro-oxidant properties. And so your body's fighting back because it's getting the plant antigen or the plant toxin that's coming down the pipe with this wonderful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory response.
Exactly. Very well said, Brad. You're very educated, and I know you do a lot of research, and you're very
since high school. Yeah. It's all since.
Yeah, you're very sophisticated conversation. But you don't want to shut the organs or mask the inflammation completely. The inflammation is a way of our body responding to any injuries or any foreign material. So taking the pharmaceutical, sometimes you mask the process, you block the process, and you cause damage by blocking the organs. And that's why in the long run, you get kidney and liver problems. So you just don't want to continue taking pharmaceutical for long term. I mean, I know they keep continue taking it, but you don't want to do it for long term because it will have a consequences and it will have a serious side effects. Yeah. So you have to be careful. These enzymes will decrease the inflammation, but in a way that it doesn't block the organs. It doesn't affect the genetics. And you still have a functioning organ, and you can you don't have to have a damaged liver or kidney in the long run.
Okay, back to high school biology. What is an enzyme? We've heard that term 27 times so far.
Yeah.
just to clarify.
In a simple way.
So enzyme is actually accelerate all the activities into your body. So what an enzyme does, it makes, like, let's say the hydration faster when you have it, or makes, you know, helps your gut for digestion and, you know, kind of accelerate the anti-inflammatory effect that is into your system.
Exactly. You said it very well. Yeah. Yeah. It just it speeds up the process. Everything, all the chemical, every reaction in our body has a specific enzyme that helps it, you know, take reaction and action.
It's like an accelerator.
Yes. Exactly.
So we make our own. I know we make digestive enzymes in the mouth when we're looking at the menu.
Exactly.
Right. And exactly. In terms of the stomach is secreting the digestive enzymes. And then they're also potentially in our diet.
Yeah, correct. We make a lot of enzymes. Unfortunately, yes. We don't make the plant-based enzyme bromelain that I spoke about. It comes from pineapple. That enzyme is not made with our body. We have enzymes that helps with the metabolism and anti-inflammation. We have a pepain that comes from papaya that's also from plant-based that doesn't get produced in our naturally in our body. So we need to be taking it by taking bala. And curcumin, which is active ingredients of turmeric. And I don't know if you know about turmeric. Turmeric is a miracle spice. It's been used for thousands of years
in Asia,
India. People use it in cooking. And then, you know, people, you know, they can store with it. It's just amazing spice that you can take it, and it has a lot of health benefits. And it's recently been discovered in U.S. and it's growing. The category in the market is really growing. Mm. You can go to Costco and you can see the turmeric has its own aisle and its own, you know, for huge, you know, pallets of curcumin and turmeric are, you know, been in the stores. So it's really just, it's been discovered in U.S. and I think it's growing. And, the people are realizing how much effect it has on the body. It has anti-inflammatory and also helps with the anti-cancerous properties and with metabolism, weight loss, you name it. Turmeric is really amazing. And I think in the next 10 or 15 years, more people will start consuming turmeric and they will learn about the health benefit it offers. She was taking turmeric from long time ago, and she really believes in it. And I got introduced to her. And I think more and more people need to be familiar and learn about turmeric and what it offers for the body.
It's very orange, which is why we're on an orange background. Any flavor comes out orange, yeah. Even if you start with the red or the yellow one. Yeah. And so that's just the overwhelming flavor color intensity of turmeric.
We were discussing to put artificial, some people recommend to put an artificial color. So lime is green and berry is purple.
Yes,
and
consumers demand this.
Yeah, but we said, no, we want to stay clean ingredients. We don't want to add any artificial coloring because a lot of sports drink put artificial color. So there's different color for each different flavor. This is all in orange because it's orange, vibrant orange comes from turmeric. We didn't add any artificial coloring. We don't want to make it look pretty and have different color for each flavor. We said we want to have clean. If we're taking this for ourselves and our kids are taking this, they play tennis and they take this on a regular basis. We want something that we take ourselves. We want our patient and our whoever consumers. Is going to buy bulk consumers to take this. And we don't want any coloring effect because as a marketing point of view, it will help if you have different color for each flavor. People will differentiate your brand. But we said we want to stay clean. Just raw turmeric is orange, vibrant color, and all our flavors have the same color because there's no coloring added to it. So we just stick with the science and clean, again, product.
And something that, you know, comes up sometimes from consumer is like, it doesn't get, you know, dissolved 100%. Well, it's not sugar to get dissolved. It's, you know, it's just good for people who know, you know, all these ingredients, they're organic. So once in a while when it sits, it does have a little bit of, you know.
That's just turmeric, yeah.
It's the real turmeric, deal, so you just quickly shake it up and you just drink it.
Yeah,
so
turmeric needs to be heated in some temperature,
to get
completely dissolved. That's why they use it for cooking in India and Asia. But once it's heated, it's completely dissolved. But if you put it in your drink and shake it, it's little residue is always there, and that shows it's actually turmeric. It's not just you're not doing something that is chemical, and it's actually organic turmeric that we're putting in our product. So that's a little bit of the residue is that turmeric that you see. And honestly, turmeric has been a life changer for myself. I've been turmeric, and I told you I have a knee injury from playing soccer. I ski. I'm really active, and I take bala and turmeric, and it's been helping me to get back in shape and, you know, do the things that I love. you know, I'm not in good shape as you are. I try to keep up with you, Brad, but I want to stay active. And, you know, as we age, every 10 years, you start feeling your body, you know, slowing down. And you just want to keep going. And I don't want to, you know, get old. That's my philosophy. You have to keep, push yourself.
Love it.
You have to keep fighting.
You got to keep fighting the battle.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it possible to surround yourself with incredible, fresh, real foods and drinking 5 drinks a day? And can you take too many anti-inflammatory, antioxidant property foods and supplements? Is there any downside to really hitting it hard?
That's a good question. You have to really talk to your doctor if you have some underlying medical.
I want to talk to my doctor about this. I'm the last guy I'd talk to.
But if you have underlying
issue. What about my auto mechanic?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe he knows more.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have underlying issue, you may always want to take too many supplements. You want to make sure that
it
doesn't interact with your you know, issue of if you're taking medication. But, you know, but as far as Bala is concerned, I can tell you that there's no side effects.
He's tried it. He drank 4 gallons one day. He was fine.
The only thing is this enzyme that can cause your blood to be thinner. It can cause a thinning of the blood. That's a way of anti-inflammation. So if you're on heavy blood thinning medication like Coumadin or heparin, which some people after stroke, they take Coumadin or heparin because they want the blood to be thin and they don't have another episode of a stroke. If you take those kind of heavy-duty blood thinners, then if you want to take Bala, then maybe you have to consult with your physician because Bala, the enzymes also cause blood thinning and you don't want to have a double jeopardy. You don't want to have too much blood thinning going on because if you're taking the heavy-duty pharmaceutical and you take Bala, which is also cause a thinning of the blood, if you, God forbid, if you have an accident or if you have an injury that you cannot stop the bleeding, that could be a problem. Mm-hmm. So you want to consult to your doctor if you're taking Coumadin or heparin, which are for blood thinning. Other than that, you know,
in a higher dose, just right after, you know, if you have a stroke or something. But in regular basis, you know, it's not that concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in regular basis, if somebody's taking aspirin because the doctors recommend to take it, you know, for blood thinning, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But right after a surgery or something that they put you high level of, you know, blood thinner, then maybe you should consult your physician. But in regular basis, when people take aspirin a day, they should be okay.
Yeah. And then we recommend that not for people who are pregnant or breastfeeding, because the reason we recommend it because there's not enough literature and research for us to support that, you know, we don't know if it's going to cause any problem with the protein in the infant, because infants are drinking the milk and then the enzymes can break down the protein sometimes. So that's why we don't recommend for infants or for someone who's breastfeeding or pregnant, because there's not enough literature and research for us to make sure that it's completely safe. So when there's not enough clinical research and it's a new product. We just want to make sure, you know, we just don't recommend for people who
we don't recommend pregnant or nursing mothers go to Starbucks either, but they do. So probably not our big concern.
And another thing, sometimes, Brad, people ask us, okay, I'm going to take the pineapple, I'm going to take the papaya, turmeric, ginger, all this stuff and blend it in the morning in my kitchen. And tell them, okay, you have to get all of that. First of all, always on the run, we're always on the rush. So getting all this fruit, you blend it, you just spend the time. Okay, it's natural, but at the same time, you're putting a lot of sugar by taking all those fruits in your body. So again, your sugar level is going to go up. All those fruits have sugar, so you're going to be taking a lot of sugar. If you're okay with that, that's fine. But again, you have to take time, blend all these. And the amino acid you have in this formulation, those amino acids that I talk about, the specific amino acid at a specific dose, cause the absorption to be really efficient. And the efficacy is really, really, really strong. And when you take all that fruit, you know, you're not going to absorb it all. First of all, a lot of stuff that we take, some of it doesn't get absorbed and you just, the body cannot take everything to your system. And the sugar level is going to go to the roof when you take that much fruit.
But so that's another thing. The thing is, we have like 20 different elements in, you know, every stick pack.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no way that, you know, you can put all of them in the morning and mix it and then drink it. And it's as easy as taking like one stick pack in the morning for us mom that we're very busy or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just stick it in your purse and then with 16 ounces of water anywhere you are, you can just to go open it, pour it, and then just drink it.
Yeah, if you're going skiing, hiking, biking, you always have a bottle of water with you. You one stick, you open it, put in a bottle. Everybody has a bottle of water if you're running. But having a fruit juice and stuff, you know, is not convenient. And this stick pack is very, you know, convenient. And it's just open it, tear it, put it in your bottle. And being in a stick pack, I think, is less plastic, less carbon footprint on the environment. You don't make bottles or after bottles, because all these bottles we're making, it's plastic, it's been contaminating the environment and all.
You're the trusting the consumer to go find some water. Imagine that.
So
you can just use your reusable water bottle.
And we were thinking about making bottle beverage in the beginning, and we realized through our research that enzymes cannot stay in water for too long. Enzymes, if it stays more than 2 or 3 hours in the water, it uses efficacy and the potency goes away. So enzymes, once it's mixed in the water, it needs to be consumed soon. After a couple of hours, the enzyme doesn't have the benefits anymore. That's why it's in the powder form, and that's why it's in this form. And
same with anything in a liquid. Like when you get your liquid protein drink, you're going to be way better off with a powdered protein supplement that's dry and it's still have some potency. It's just hard to suspend things in liquid, but it seems like just for, you know, consumer convenience, they can't bother buying a water and a pouch. But if that's your person, then forget it anyway, right?
Exactly. And going back to your question, you can take up to 3 to 5 a day if you're heavy hardcore athletes. The only reason we don't recommend more than 3 or 5 because it has sodium, it has electrolytes, and you don't, if you have high blood sugar, you don't want to take too much sodium because that also can affect your high blood pressure. So a lot of people unfortunately suffer from high blood pressure, and you don't want to, you want to watch your sodium level and electrolytes. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have too much electrolytes when you have a blood pressure issue.
Up to 3 a day is actually like perfect. Mm-hmm. Up to 3 a day.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to present BRAD Grass-Fed Whey Protein Isolate Superfuel, the absolute highest quality, all-natural protein supplement infused with creatine that delivers everything you need to optimize your appetite for fat loss, recover quickly from workouts, and build and maintain lean muscle mass, the single most important attribute for aging gracefully. Our protein comes directly from small family farms in America's dairy land of Wisconsin. It's cold processed and microfiltered for maximum bioavailability and digestibility. So please don't mess with the many cheap commodity protein supplements that are ineffective, inferior, less pure, and often contain junk sweeteners, especially the plant-based offerings that are vastly less bioavailable than the gold standard of protein supplements, that's whey protein isolate. Whether you're in your peak athletic years looking to grow and recover, or in the older age groups trying to delay aging and decline, whey and creatine are widely agreed to be the most critical and effective supplements to take for the rest of your life. You can easily stir the superfuel in water or make a delicious smoothie every day. I'm certain that you're going to love the pleasant, light, natural vanilla bean and cocoa bean flavors. So try some on Amazon today. It's a huge hit with dozens of 5-star reviews. Or you can order direct from bradnutrition.com with our buy 3, get 1 free and make the superfuel a centerpiece of your daily routine. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive 5-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual 5-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet.
1 to 3 a day is perfect.
So back when you were suffering post-surgery and the prescriptions weren't working for you, and even the NSAIDs were causing...
I cannot take NSAID at all.
Is that common or is that something that...
You know, I'm very, very sensitive to pharmaceutical because I never took drugs. But when I have to take it, I was very sensitive. So with NSAID, I get internal bleeding. So it's just a big no-no for me. Yeah. It's not, I'm not allergic to it. I'm just sensitive to it that I can't take it. And I'm very sensitive to other, you know, pharmaceuticals such as, you know, narcotics. Mm-hmm. So... honestly, this was what helped me through after my surgery. I was taking it like it was.
So you had like prototypes. You were in the mix of trying to start this business, and then
Bringing a brand, building a company, and launching a brand is not for faint-hearted. It's just a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of it takes a toll on your family. And once she fell, you know, it was really a motivation because she had a bad fall. I mean, I was in office with her. She just fell and I went over her and I realized immediately she just broke something. And then we called the ambulance and they came and they wanted to take her to Los Alamitos Hospital, which is next to my office. And I begged them, no, all my doctors, orthopedic surgeons are in Hoag. So please take her to Hoag. And they said, no, we're obligated to take her to closest hospital possible. And I really begged them. I said, all my orthopedic surgeon who we go to are in Hoag, in Newport. So if you can really give me a favor and take her there. So we took her to Newport Beach, Hoag.
Oh, they said okay.
They said okay.
See, people, you got to assert yourself when you're dealing with anything in the hospital, the ambulance.
Exactly.
Tell them this is what you want, and don't take no for
because
an answer.
Because I know being in the Seal Beach, Los Alamitos is not very prepared to deal with the trauma and fractures like she had. Because I realized that her shoulder was dislocated. I definitely know the shoulder is broken. I did not know about the hip. We found that out in the hospital. But once we got to Hoag, I met whoever was on the call was a great orthopedic surgeon. I talked to him. His dad was a dentist, so we kind of connected. And he said, okay, we need to wait. I need a graft for the surgery. We don't have the graft right here. I need to order it. It's going to be here in the morning. So let me put her to sleep. We give her some drug so she'd be completely knocked out. And in the morning, we do the surgery. So I was there all night long. And then just thinking that night that, how is she going to recover? She was really sensitive even before taking any ibuprofen. After a few days, she gets GI bleeding.
Wow.
So after the surgery, it was extensive surgery, almost 6 hours of a procedure. And then we were in hospital almost for a week, staying there every night. And then once we got home, she had so much pain and, she couldn't do anything. And I think start taking Bala was just, it was amazing. I mean, it's a miracle how it
changed
her life.
Basically, ice was helping me.
Yeah.
Because when you ice it, you kind of numb the area and reduce inflammation and taking Ebola.
And she was doing morphine pump at the hospital, but you cannot bring the morphine pump to your home. And morphine has so much side effect, You're just not yourself. You're obviously knocked out and you're just not functioning. You still want to be able
to take care of your... The other thing is right after I finish, the surgery and like my doctor wanted me to be on basically... osteoporosis medication and get treatment for that. And I'm sure a lot of the people who listen to us right now, if they do have osteoporosis and they get treatment for that, you do get a lot of side effects with those treatments. Mm. You get a lot of joint pain, muscle ache. And I've been going through that since 2018, taking different medication to treat my osteoporosis because I don't want to sneeze and break something because, my bone density is very bad.
So how did they treat that?
So there's different medication. For 2 years, like I had to take Forteo, is an injection. You stick it into your stomach every night.
It has a lot of side effects.
It has a lot of side effects.
Lifting weight because, but there's there's so much you can do. But
there's so much you can do.
Every medication she takes has an extreme side effect. And Farnoosh being so sensitive, she has more reaction.
I have to take it so late at night that I just kind of pass out. Because it makes you nauseous, you get a lot of joint pain, muscle ache, And then if it wasn't because of Bala, honestly, I cannot get up in the morning because my knees hurt, my ankles hurt, everything hurts.
Even when we travel, if you don't take this for a few days, you say, oh, I haven't taken my Bala for a few days. I'm aching and happening.
I take it, but like, let's say we go to trip, I don't take three a day because I do take three a day. In the morning when I get up, I just fill two of them in this big bottle. And then, at, you know, in the afternoon, I do one more. So normally I do three a day. But if I don't, I do feel like I get achiness at night. I have like beating pain on my joint. And in the morning, I'm like very stiff. So it is really a big life changer for me. And I really want to make sure that people hear my voice and, you know, they use it so it can help them.
Yeah, we were just focusing on giving it to our patient and even to doctors so they can prescribe it after the surgeries for their patient to recover from bone surgery or dental surgery. But I realize there's a bigger problem out there, Brad, that a lot of people could benefit from this. It's not only for a niche of a dental clinic or orthopedic surgeon or chiropractor who can give this to the patient. There's a broader market out there that a lot of people want to be active and they want to exercise and they want to be able to walk and play with their grandkids and they want to, you know, they want to feel good. And then the only way is just natural way we realize is Bala. There's nothing like it currently on the market. It's really unique. There's a lot of hydration product, but hydration is only potassium and sodium, a lot of sugar. This is not hydration. It provides hydration, but it is not just the sodium and potassium, a bunch of sugar. It's really superior to anything out there right now.
Yeah, let's talk about the market a little. I'm curious. I'm sure the listeners would like to know what it's like to get this dream and this idea and then take it all the way to a marketable product. And there's so many moving pieces and it's difficult, like you shared.
Exactly.
And what are the what are the general categories of products that you see now? We know about the sugary sports drinks, and then there's these hydration drinks that are, I guess, touted to be a little more sophisticated, maybe appealing directly to the real athletes and the runners. And I know there's some effervescents that you can drop in that give you the electrolytes.
Exactly.
But what does it look like in general?
Yeah, we're talking to retail, and we're going to be in soon we're going to be in the brick and mortar, and they were having the same issue. They said, where do we put Bala? Do we put it in the pharmaceutical section, a pharmacy, put it next to the water enhancer, and put it next to hydration? So it's a crossover and a very versatile between different categories. But we decided to focus on sport nutrition. They said, we told the distributors and brokers, let's focus on the sport nutrition because that's what really our passion. We're athlete, and I'm just active myself. And I run and ski and swim. I said, just let's put it in the sport nutrition section. Let's focus on that. And if there's, you know, we decide to put it in a different shelf, different category, that's up to the buyer. But for now, we're going after just that niche of sport. And that's you know, where Bala is going to be in the retail. But again, it's a really good question because people was just comparing us to hydration product, water enhancer, and they were comparing us to stuff that the Bengay and stuff they put for joint pain and stuff. So it's just that it was a difficult decision because there's nothing, there's no direct competition for us to just compare ourselves to. So we'll go back and forth with our head of marketing and people who are presenting it to retail to exactly how to present Bala and where to put it. In the retail.
But, you know, we are new category out there. Enzyme is a new category plant-based enzyme. And then there's nothing like that in market. And hopefully we have other stuff in our pipeline that is coming out soon. So I want people to follow us on, you know, social media so they know when we have
the innovations are coming around plant-based. We're going to be a plant-based company dealing with plant-based enzymes and tackling human disorders and symptoms and problems, and we all suffer dealing and trying to resolve it through plant-based enzymes and using no sugar and trying to there's a few innovation that we can, you know, if they follow us, they can learn. But again, it's just something revolutionary. This this plant-based enzyme by itself can be a huge category. If you remember, you know, people talk about collagen or probiotic. 10 years ago, nobody knew what probiotic was, what collagen was. But a lot of people now are familiar. They know probiotic, they know collagen, or, you know, this is going to be a category by itself, plant-based enzymes. Enzymes is a fancy word that I like people to get educated and learn about enzymes. They have a lot of health benefits. And hopefully Bala will be, as you change our life, it can be a life changer for our audience too. That would be a great opportunity.
So, Farnoosh, you said you loved your career in doing the endodontics, and then all of a sudden it's taken away from you.
Yes.
And so that it had to be a tough time, but did you kind of shift gears and start diving deep into this? And
definitely, because actually, when I was kind of put to sleep, I could hear him talking to people that, oh, we have to sell her office. But I couldn't even like talk because they put me so much to sleep that I could hear, but I couldn't. I was like sleep. The first 12 o'clock, they put me that kind of to sleep until in the morning that they could operate on me because they ordered, you know, human graft for my shoulder that they needed it. So basically, we had to sell my office.
It was a hard decision.
It was very difficult.
Because dentistry is like being a pilot. You have to be really in top shape in order to do dentistry. And even if you're healthy and in good shape, it is even very physically demanding. And you just, it's really delicate. And you work in a small place and small area. And it's very, it takes a toll on your neck and back. Mm. And even if you have an injury like hers, then I think it will be impossible to do. Yeah. Because she uses a microscope. She was all
I have to be very like stable but performing my work. And there's no way I can do that. Even like sitting on a dental stool is not easy enough for me, because sitting at the position because of the pins on my hips is not very easy, and I have to keep moving so to be like more comfortable.
So
it was very difficult.
You have two teenage daughters now. They have, they go to school, and she's taking, they're taking them to play tennis. She takes them to school, and I don't know how if she was able to do that if she was practicing full time, and now she's involved with Bala. She's constantly
in
charge
of it. And then of course, mainly my life is like spending at physical therapy as well, because, you know, I get very stiff muscles, and even though I take Bala, I do need, you know, a physical therapist to help me 2 to 3 times a, you know, basically week.
I think we can take a little break. That's okay.
Do you want to go over that one more time?
No, I think we've, how are we doing? I think
great.
It's okay.
I think we're
covered a
lot. I think we can.
We have a lot of material.
Wrap pretty soon.
Brad
and just
mentioned your 30%.
Yeah.
We did all the talking. We didn't let you do some talking.
Yeah. I think just redo that.
The PT.
What you just
the
said.
The physical therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so I'll ask you, and then it'll be a nice cut in. But
I know a lot of your listeners are male. But I think they will relate to a story. Yeah.
I think it's half and half.
Because
we don't
remember,
know for sure. But
you didn't know, I thought a lot of males listen to a podcast, but I think they will relate to her because, you know, I don't know if a lot of males have osteoporosis, but they understand the background, they understand the story, they can relate to her story. I think it's helpful. Yeah. And we've been through a lot. It's been a tough 2-3 years for us. But again, as you said, we need to keep fighting. That's what life is all about. And I'm happy that she's still active. She can still walk. All, everything that she's been through. Yeah. Are you ready?
Okay,
let's go.
Okay. So even though I take my Bala, I gotta have to use, you know, go to physical therapy 2-3 times a week, you know, to help my body and to do a lot of exercises there at under supervision.
If you don't do it, you're in more pain and more stiffness.
I'm in a lot of pain. Even like doing my own hygiene and helping myself and doing my hair, you know, I had always long hair. I had to go chop my hair because I cannot help myself. I cannot, you know, dry my hair because my hand does not come up more than that. I cannot do this anymore. So it's very difficult. And then I use a lot of my trapezoid to do all my work. And that needs a lot of physical therapy, you know, to work on to make the pain go away, you know, manually. So, yeah, so it's been a tough route, but hopefully, you know, with Bala and, you know, doing PT for the rest of my life, I'd be okay.
And you guys, I'm sure, eat cleanly in the process of...
Yeah, be very careful what we put on our body. Very careful.
And even with our kids, they are like, they always use Bala when they play tennis. They're both tennis player. And they always watch what they eat and...
Yeah.
To balance their life.
Yeah, be very health conscious. And be very health conscious and we watch what we eat and exercise. Try to be active. And again... I think a lot of our consumers, our audience, also is the same. They're very health conscious and they resonate with Bala because they see, they understand the vision and the story and the brand. And we get a lot of positive feedback from our consumers. We get a lot of emails thanking us for bringing this product into market and thanking us, you know, the cashier or hairdresser or fireman that, you know, they're on their feet all day long and they feel a lot better. So it's really self-rewarding, Brad. It's not, you know, as the company and business aside, this has just been a great experience for us. Just getting those positive emails and reviews and feedback, it's just really feels good, you know.
So, why do you think the dental profession specifically is so enlightened to holistic health and progressive strategies.
Yeah, dentistry, as you know, me and you talked about this before, you know, is also going toward being organic and health conscious. Before, we used to do mercury filling in the patients, and now we know that we did a lot of, you know, damage and did some harm doing those, you know, so now people are taking it out. We were doing other stuff that now, we, as with research and literature coming out, we know that, you know, some of the stuff we were doing was wrong. Some of the chemicals we were putting in patients' body, it was, now we're trying to correct ourselves. Too much fluoride can be cancerous. Too little is not good. Too much is not good. So we're learning as we're moving along. You know, we just sometimes the big companies are huge for, companies. They do a research because they have some kind of business benefit. They're just promoting a product. But now I think dentistry is also going toward, you know, being more careful with what they do. And we try to, you know, stay away from some other materials that were causing problem. I think it's just came a long way. And now it's less pain. People will always worry about the pain. And what we do these days, you know, we just use procedures that are less painful. And patients don't have to, you know, go through that torture they used to do anymore. It still is not the, you know, best place people want to be in, you know, and people,
but you know, I gotta have to mention a lot of inflammation on people's gum can affect the whole body. Can really, like, they find out that the bacteria in gum, that, you know, my husband is a specialist for it, that cause Alzheimer's. So there's a lot of research on that. So in general, inflammation in everywhere, especially in the mouth could cause a lot of damages in your. You know, your whole body
is a door to your body. Everything starts from
a very fragile and viscous door.
Exactly. Sometimes patients come to me and I can detect problem with the immune system or some diseases that they don't know, and I can see in their mouth that they have the oral lesion or something that they have. I can tell them, oh, you have this problem, you have immune problem, or you have this disease, or you have high blood pressure. I can detect it immediately from looking at the gum.
Wow.
And that's something we can do. And a lot of research and literature shows that a lot of problem underlying systemic issue that we have starts from oral cavity and inflammation, and the bacteria from mouth, when you swallow, travels to your system and can get to your bloodstream. Can get the heart infected, can get the systemic issue, can cause premature baby birth, can cause a lot of problem, as she said, Alzheimer, you name it. It's a lot of problem. It starts with the oral bacteria starting from our mouth and then travels down to your system and can get to the rest of the body.
Yeah, I think people have to take it more serious, because a lot of time I feel like people do not consider any dental issue can affect your whole body, but honestly, it does. And they should see that this is very important health as well, which is not only like if you get cold or if you get cancer or anything like that, but dental issues can, you know, cause a lot of other issues that people do not think about it.
Exactly.
So it's very important to, you know, look into
it. What are the best things we can do besides brushing and flossing regularly?
You have to see your dentist.
Is it diet related
twice
as well?
You have to see the dentist twice a year for sure to get checked up, and then make sure. Sometimes people, you know, they floss and they see bleeding and they ignore it, or they brush and see bleeding. So it's okay, I just get a little bit of bleeding. That bleeding is a sign of inflammation. When you see a lot of bleeding, that shows that you have underlying inflammation issue. The gum is inflamed. You have a lot of bacteria in your mouth. And those bacteria, as I said, can get to the rest of your body. Yeah. So you need to get checked out. You need to make sure that there's no bleeding when you floss or brush. And diet, you don't want to have too much sugar. Again, going back to sugar, sugar is a poison. Same thing with the mouth, can cause a cavity, can cause a lot of problems, even if you, as we get older, we get less and less cavity because the teeth get calcified, but it still can cause damage. You can, you have crowns and
peelings. Is that why you get less cavities when you get older?
Yeah, the teeth get
too old to make a little hole.
I have to say something. When we get older, we can get root cavities because we get gum recession. And the root is not as strong as the crown and enamel of the tooth and the crown portion. So a lot of elderly, you know, you can get root decay. And that's not good because, you know, it's on the bottom and, you know, it's tougher to, you know, restore it. And then a lot of people who go through cancer, you know, they do get a lot of root cavities and, you know,
due to radiation and things like that. So those are very important to make sure you see your dentist and you take care
and
of
my those. Philosophy and my wife's philosophy is always save your own tooth as long as you can. Preserve. That's my job is to preserve teeth. I know a lot of dentists these days recommend taking the teeth out to implant. Do all teeth on for implants. Take everything out. Immediately do implant. My philosophy is to try to preserve your own tooth as long as you can because there's nothing like your own tooth.
Even though he placed implants.
Implant is my job. I'm an implantologist too. So it's my specialty. But implant, it's good, but it's the last thing you want to do. It's at the end of the road because even implant may not last you forever. They're gonna have problem if you don't take care of it. It has maintenance issue. It can fail. And then it has problem. And it's a surgery, so it has complications. So try to preserve your own tooth. Try to keep them floss, brush, see your dentist at least twice a year. If you have gum issue, if you get a lot of plaques,
sometimes 2 to 4 times.
Yeah, I see my patients sometimes 4 times because they get a lot of plaque. Some people with saliva builds up a lot of plaque, and we call it tartar or calculus. So we need to see the dentist more often. If you see you're building up a lot of plaque and tartar faster, so you need to make sure you keep up with your oral hygiene, get your cleaning done, get that inflammation under control because inflammation from your body can affect the rest of your body. And Bala, again, with giving the Bala to my
patient.
Bringing
it back full circle, people. Yeah. We got our dental tips. Now we're coming back to Bala.
Patients who are bleeding, they take Bala and the bleeding is decreased. I've done clinical research in my own clinic that I've seen, seen the data that helps with the inflammation, with the oral health, and not only the surgeries, also with just a regular gum and health, it's just going to improve your overall health, oral health. And please pay attention to your oral cavity because, it's a door to the rest of your body. Sometimes people get a problem in the oral cavity. They ignore it and they realize they have an oral cancer or they have a problem or they have an issue or they diagnose so many patients with problem before the medical doctor were able to diagnose because oral health is really important and it gives you a lot of signs. As soon as you see bleeding, as soon as you see something wrong, get it checked out. Don't ignore it.
Oh yeah, I go to acupuncturist and the first thing they ask me to do is stick my tongue out.
Exactly.
And then she's studying my tongue for a while, and that's ancient Chinese medicine. Exactly. They're looking at the health of the whole body from the tongue
thousands
surface.
Of years,
and of course, the gums would be related. Yeah. Farnoosh and Arash, what a great show. Yeah. And you guys are really working hard to get it out there and made a generous offer to listeners. So we should communicate that. There's 30% off on your first
Brad
order.
Brad 30, because...
Okay, stock up. You're going to love it. So if you get 30% off, that's the time to pull the trigger. And if you get extra bags, you can give them to your friends. But go to town. Is there any limit? Can I get like 10 bags at 30% off?
There's no limit.
For your first time?
But that's your first time.
You can get 10
then
bags.
Ongoing, we're going to we'll have a long-term discount. But this is a big one.
Again, I want to thank you, Brad, for the opportunity. You've been so supportive from the beginning. We're a small brand, a small company, but you've been so helping us to get this the word out there and get that brand awareness. I really, really appreciate the opportunity and the time you spent with us today.
Thanks for this wonderful gathering.
Thank you so much for listening,
watching everybody. So there's a code. You just go to balaenzyme.com and put in Brad 30.
Exactly.
30% off. Yeah. You're rocking.
Excellent.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Hey, listeners, I want to tell you a true story about the super awesome Paleo Valley Superfood Bars. And I can't believe I'm promoting an energy bar because I literally took a 17-year break or so from eating a single bar. That's because I've eaten plenty in my day. Back when I was a triathlete, I was sponsored by the original big-name bar makers, and I used them for so many years on long bike rides and then leaking into my life as a daily habit. But guess what? Most energy bars, even today as we evolve and have better product selection in so many ways, most energy bars contain as much sugar as a candy bar, and even the high protein bars have lots of sugar and usually an inferior quality protein. Paleo Valley bars, on the other hand, are free from added sugar or processed sugar and have an assortment of bonus ingredients like grass-fed beef bone broth protein for your collagen needs, a blend of nutritious plant-based ingredients like pumpkin seed, kale, broccoli, spinach, blueberry, spirulina, cherry, turmeric, ginger, Himalayan pink salt, and very importantly, the product is cold processed. It's hard to use the word superfood unless it's deserved, and it really is deserved with this product. I get a distinct sensation of feeling satisfied and nourished after eating a Paleo Valley bar, and it lasts for hours. And let me tell you, these bars are the real deal. They've been rigorously taste-tested by Brad Kearns himself on my epic 22-mile Cactus to Clouds hike back in October, where I ate 5 bars in a single day while hiking the single most difficult hiking trail in the United States in Palm Springs. Paleo Valley Superfood Bar actually taste great all day long because they're not overly sweet and they're filled with those healthful ingredients that give you true satisfaction. Hey, go try some out. What do you have to lose? PaleoValley.com. Take that 15% discount with the code BRAD15. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.